Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach of the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Now 2-1 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, 9-5 overall. After a split against the Alaska schools on the road, they lose to Alaska Anchorage 85-63, but would come back in impressive fashion Saturday night to defeat the University of Alaska in Fairbanks 67-49. Coach, let's talk about the first game first. Before we get into the fun stuff and the win, but you take a look at some of the numbers. You shot the ball well, 52% there in the second half, just about 48% for the game. Shot well from the free throw line, almost 89%. The one thing that stands out, 34 turnovers. Obviously, that was something that that hurt you in this ball game.
It was a good game for us in that we played against a very talented team and actually got behind early and made a run and got it to about 20-20. And I think over the last 3 or 4 minutes of the first half was critical, and we fell behind 9, and then they started off the second half. A lot of our turnovers were because of them, but too many were unforced, and that's something that we're going to have to improve upon. Their team speed is amazing overall, and we're just going to have to do a better job of protecting them with the ball. But overall, I was pleased with our performance, and I think when we see them later in the year, we'll be able to be better.
Yeah, I mean, they get 42 points off turnovers compared to 7 for years, but nonetheless, obviously one of the top teams in the country. Should make mention they are 12-2 overall. They did lose one game in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, surprisingly. They're they were a 2-1 following the win over you. But this was a very tough road trip, and again, it looks like, taking a look at the numbers, had some impressive performances, including from Kayla with 18 points and Sarah with 15.
Yeah, offensively, we shot the ball well from both the foul line, 3-point line. We did a lot of things very well. We just didn't protect it, and we need to get more shot attempts. But our execution was pretty good in the half court, and we're just going to have to next time protect it better so that we can get more shots.
Take a look at the Great Northwest Athletic Conference right now. Alaska Anchorage, obviously one of the top teams. You're going against, I assume, one of the top teams this week in Seattle Pacific. How are things shaping up so far in the GNAC? Or is it the usual suspects there at the top of the conference?
It seems to be. Until I've seen everybody in person, it's hard to say. But Western Washington is off to a great start. They returned so many players, and then they have a transfer in as well to go with just an experienced lineup, and they're undefeated, beating Anchorage with a strong second half the week before last. As you know, Anchorage is very good. We saw them firsthand. And this weekend we play at SPU and at NNU, who are two of the top four preseason picks. So the league is loaded again, and we're just going to have to keep taking one at a time. But so far, it's been a good start for us.
Yeah, 2-1 on the year. We're going to talk about that win over the University of Alaska in Fairbanks coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Johnson drops back. He's in the pocket. He's, man, number 58 came out of nowhere. What a sack. They heard that hit clear up on the high line. Looks like Johnson's down. He's grabbing his knee. Trainers are coming out to the field. Yeah, looks like he's done.
The risk of injury is part of any sport. When injuries happen, turn to the doctors at AMP. AMP doctors are the leading experts in sports medicine and are committed to keeping athletes safe and getting them back into the game. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Learn more at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden. Starting off Thursday, you're at Seattle Pacific. I think of all the teams I saw last year, I remember when Seattle Pacific came in here. Frankly, I couldn't believe that anybody had beaten this team. They were just absolutely outstanding on that night. I know these were a couple of tough games for you last year. When you take a look at Seattle Pacific, and I know we're talking about last year, and there's a lot of differences between last year and this year, but was it just a sort of a matchup problem for you last year? Was it sort of an anomaly that for whatever reason it just wasn't going for you that night?
No, I think it was just them. They played one of their best games of the year. They really are deep and talented, and shot the ball extremely well from the three-point line, and sometimes when we were right there. So you give them credit there. They jumped on us early, and really was never much of a game. I think we made some runs to get it to round 10, but they just took it to us right away. And they're just a team full of tradition. They've been very good forever. They combine some excellent recruiting with usually some Division One transfers, and again, they have another great team this year. So we know we're going to have our hands full, but we're looking forward to playing them.
Obviously, when you're concerned about that perimeter game, you got to get out there and cover it, but that opens up other things. I know it's not just as simple as getting a hand in the face or what have you. What do you see as some of the keys defensively that allow you to stay with the Seattle Pacific team and perhaps steal one on the road?
Well, I think we're going to have to be able to control their penetration. They're very good at the wing position and get excellent guard play. They don't really have a dominating post player like they've had in the past, but they just are really versatile, and they have excellent depth and team speed. So we're going to have to handle the ball better than we did in Alaska, because I'm sure they're going to pressure us, and we're going to have to take care of our opportunities offensively. I think if we can get the ball inside, maybe we could be effective there.
And Northwest Nazarene, always been impressed with that program too. I remember they came in last year and it was a good game here at Alterwitz Gym. When you take a look at the Crusaders, what do you see as their strengths and some of the keys to coming out on top there?
Well, they have one of the strongest teams in the league. They return basically everybody from a team that went to the tournament a year ago. They had a tough road loss to start the season, and then they lost to SPU literally at the buzzer by 62-60 this past weekend. So they are one of the most talented teams and deepest teams. They start almost an entire group of seniors and that have been there and done that. So they're going to They play a lot like SPU, and they're athletic and deep. So, again, we'll have our hands full. We'll have to be able to handle their pressure, and hopefully we'll be able to hit enough shots to win.
Should make note, of course, and I know that you just look at them one game at a time, but it's important that people know the schedule. Here you've got Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene. Once you're done with that, that's four consecutive games that you've played on the road. Then you'll have three games at home against Western Washington, Central Washington, Alaska Fairbanks. So I know I sound like a broken record, but obviously when you take a look at the GNAC race, here you are at 2-1. Obviously coming out in good shape this weekend would be huge for you.
Yeah, it would, but you know, it's not going to decide anything no matter what happens this weekend. There's just so much left, but we definitely are hopeful that we can get a win or two on the road this weekend. That would set us up really well, for a three-game homestand. But you can't assume anything in this league, or you end up getting beat. So we're just looking forward to the opportunity to play, and with the four road games to begin the season here in a row, it will be nice later to have a couple weeks back-to-back at home.
All right. Again, those next home games will be beginning on Thursday, January 28th, as they take on Western Washington. But first off, this Thursday and Saturday at Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene. Coach Kevin Wooden, congratulations on the split in Alaska, particularly the impressive 67-49 win over Fairbanks. And best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.